Good morning to everyone. Recently, I was having a conversation with a retired pastor, and we talked about the decline in church attendance in our country over the past several years. We discussed several potential reasons why so many people seem to have so little use for church, and more importantly, little use for God. I think one of the reasons is because of affluence. Friends, I realize that our country has a lot of problems. However, even with the numerous problems we have in our nation, most Americans are still relatively affluent, or at least comfortable, especially in comparison with most people in the world today. Most all of us have all we need: shelter, food, clean water, transportation, clothing, etc. Consequently, because of our affluence, with our basic needs being met, most people don't see the need for God, for anything spiritual, if you will. This attitude of affluence reminds me of the attitude of the church at Laodicea in the third chapter of Revelation. In Revelation 3:17, Christ said to that church 3,000 years ago, or rather 2,000 years ago, "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that in reality, you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." Sadly, I feel that many, many Americans have this attitude today. Yes, in general, our physical needs are currently being met. But brethren, there can, and oftentimes will, come a time where situations will arise and you may not have all you need. Perhaps a tragedy occurs, similar to a hurricane, that wipes out everything you own, and suddenly, unexpectedly, in an instant, your life is changed. What do you grasp upon then? What do you hang on to then? When or if something like that happens to a person who does not have a faith, who does not have a belief in a higher power, a belief in God, it will be incredibly difficult to proceed without something to hold on to. In Matthew 7:24, Jesus gave some great spiritual advice. Let me read it. He said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." Brethren, let us all stand on that solid rock that is Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to be prepared for the storms of life that will inevitably come our way. Amen.